Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show this morning, East Coast correspondent Ali Breen with Sexy Time. It's coming up right after this.
Ever feel trapped in an unwanted, uncomfortable, and seemingly endless conversation?
Hey, Dave!
Hi, Doug.
I am so glad to see you. Well, your name popped up in my Rolodex just the other day, Dave. Betty and I have been so darn busy with our new home-based business. In fact, why don't you join us tonight, Dave?
Oh, I can't.
We are going to talk about the miracle of multi-level marketing.
Some other time, I'm really busy.
Too busy to make money, Dave? I don't think so. Anyway, we have rallies every weekend.
Shut up. I've had a bad day. I hate you. How can I make you go away?
Professional people, Dave.
Sound familiar? Suffer no more. Thanks to our newest sanity-preserving product, Shut Up Shocker. Here's how it works.
Nobody's too busy to make money, Dave. Can I count you in?
You know, I don't think so.
And it's totally harmless. Shut Up Shocker. Does it work? You be the judge.
Dave.
Hey, Kyle.
The missus and I just discovered the most wonderful getaway.
Really?
We love the whole bed and breakfast scene.
Sure.
It is so relaxing.
Right?
We love Nantucket.
Oh, I know that.
And we have discovered the most pristine.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Strike up another one for Shut Up Shocker. And because this revolutionary time-saving tool of tomorrow causes loss of consciousness and short-term memory loss, it allows you a 7-second window to make a clean, guilt-free getaway.
Dave, you two simply must have children.
Oh, really?
You would not believe what my little Philip did just last week. Now, the little Dickens, this is so precious.
My God, she's fallen.
She fainted. Probably knocked up or something.
You're free. Scot-free. Thanks to Shut Up Shocker.
Whether it's a co-worker.
Dave, here's an interesting little article I picked up on team building skills.
Even cab drivers.
So how long are you in town?
In fact, with Shut Up Shocker, I no longer have to listen to anything I don't want to hear.
Dave, your tests are in.
Okie dokie.
Dave, I'm sorry to say what we're dealing with here is inoperable.
Look at the chart!
Thanks, Shut Up Shocker.
Shut Up Shocker. Not to be confused with a Converse Taser, Vulcan Vice Grips, Mr. Coma, or Chit Chat Death Darts. Shut Up Shocker. Available in most fine stores. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Void in some states. Some assembly required. Please include $7.50 for shipping and handling.
Thanks, Shut Up Shocker.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I believe it's time for our very special presentation, Tom, isn't it?
That's correct. We're going to talk to the lovely Ali Breen. And wait a minute. That isn't your apartment.
That is not my apartment.
Florida? Are you in Florida?
Nope.
Connecticut.
No.
L.A.
Across the country. There we go. I'm in L.A.
I can tell that that's a Hollywood chair you're sitting in.
That's not any chair. It's a Hollywood chair.
Now, Ali, before we get to your segment, which, of course, is called Sexy Time, we had a news story, a chick added, about the world's oldest female comedian, according to the Guinness World Record people. And
not material. But her age.
Yes. Her name, she has a stage name, Diane, spelled D'YAN.
Oh, I like that.
Is that a joke?
No, I think it's a very nice way to spell it.
Real dumb.
I don't get it.
She's dying?
No joke. It's just
Diane Forrest.
Like a current spelling.
Is it supposed to be like Dying Forest? Is this some eco-friendly comedian?
You're thinking too much into this.
All I know is when she's on stage and she goes long, they show her the light. She tries to walk into it. She's an old lady, you see, 87.
Ready to pass.
I tried to play some of this on the air, but it was so filthy. So Dean found a piece that was a little bit cleaner, and he cleaned it up. Do you want to hear it?
Well, of course we'd like to hear it, because Allie's here to do her segment. Of course we'd like to do anything
She's a comedian. She's obviously
go ahead.
Significantly younger than 87.
What a nut you are.
I'm sure this proud lady's probably a little dry. I'm so dry they took my panties and built a pyramid on it.
Oh, my God.
Here we go. Here she is.
I'm Leon Forrest, and I'm 87 years old. Well, I'd like to put it out there right away in case I don't make it through the show.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm 87, and it's okay. Except I'm a whole lot less flexible than I used to be. I mean, hell, I haven't been able to do 69 since I was 69.
See, that's as clean as we could find. She's
that sounded like a Bob Knight impersonation. Hell,
I've been able to.
I think she's charming.
Nine. Yeah, she's sweet. Okay, Allie,
a comic in New York. There's a comic in New York who's in her 70s. Her name's Sandy Kane, and she has been. You know who we have the naked cowboy?
Yeah.
In New York, she has been a naked cowgirl for a while. 70-something year old naked cowgirl. You can find her out there. Yeah.
You should see her saddle. She's still.
Well, Allie, the way the show works, people send you their love troubles, and we, as a panel, try to help out. So, what have you got over there?
I've never succeeded. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yes, we have. Dear Allie, my husband keeps staying late at work, and he's never had to do that before. He's also eating healthy. He's getting into great shape. And the only thing I can think is that he must be cheating. Am I being crazy? I can't really yell at him for bettering himself. So I don't know how to handle this.
Ooh.
Josh,
yikes.
Josh, want to take
this? You know me. I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt.
No, you tend to give men the benefit of the doubt.
Whoa. You know, you're not necessarily wrong.
No, we're crazy. You're doing the right thing.
Well, it's always women tend to be a little bit more suspicious.
I agree.
And so,
why is he staying late, Josh? Huh?
She would have to ask him that.
You mean communication?
Yes, instead of just sitting around making assumptions.
He'll say, "I'm working, honey. I'm providing. Why are you nagging me?"
Oh, don't you hate it when a man provides? Isn't that this toxic masculinity? Men making money and sharing it with their loved ones. Poisoning the world.
He's probably that's actually bad. I was going to say maybe he's just a waiter working extra shifts or something. We don't know.
I'm surprised you didn't go. You typically go the low end of like hiring a private detective and.
Oh, I mean, I think she absolutely should look into this, because if he's not talking about his health goals to you and he's just doing it on his own, then yeah, there's something shady going on. Because he would have said, "Hey, I'm going to start eating healthy because I want to get in shape, blah blah blah." But if he's staying late, like find out what gym he's going to and when, and just pop in there. I don't know. Show up at his work to bring him late dinner
or ask him.
Yeah. Hey, here's the question.
The doctor told me if I didn't eat well, I was going to die. Okay.
Has any guy said, "Hey, since you asked, you know what? I am cheating on you. Thank you for asking. Exactly. I've just been waiting for you to communicate this whole time. Now I feel so much better."
That's true.
I think that happens. We just don't hear about it.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend is 44 years old and very hot. We've been together for 6 years, and I have an amazing relationship with her. I just got on Instagram last week and I found her page, and she's been posting selfies and videos all the time since I met her, and some are very sexual. She has a huge following of guys who tell her how hot she is. Should I be jealous or should I feel lucky?
You should feel lucky. You're with her. She's coming home to you.
I always love that quote. Well, she brings it home to me. Yeah, she had 38 guys today, but she brings it
home to
me.
That's not what's happening.
You're talking about a porn star when you say
that's
that.
Right. That's what I heard. That's what I heard. I heard porn star on Instagram.
I'm curious what her age has to do with it. That she's 44? Like, is that just for young girls?
Dude,
or?
If I'm 44, if I look good,
yeah.
I'd be like, yes.
Maybe the suggestion is she's 44, so she's... seeking attention. I don't know. Maybe it's completely irrelevant.
If you got it, flaunt.
That she's not seeking attention, or she is seeking attention.
If somebody said, "Hey, she's a 22-year-old Instagram model," like, oh yeah, she really probably. Likes the attention. Yeah. If she's 44, she might just be doing it for herself.
Maybe she's trying to build that following, become an influencer.
Yeah, I wonder.
Maybe she has a secret OnlyFans.
You might want to check
that up.
Yeah, you should probably check that next.
Yeah, go ahead and click that link in her bio and see where it goes.
Maybe she just wants to be validated. She's a nice person who wants other people to go, hey,
she's
good for her.
Maybe everyone should just stay away from everyone else, okay? And just leave everybody else alone. And until the birth rate starts to seriously drop, everybody stay home.
Okay? Wait, when girls, if we post a picture, it's not because we are cheating. It's usually because if we look good, we want
That's right. And when we work late, it's not because we're cheating either.
Oh.
See?
Next letter.
It's the word. Dear Allie, I'm pregnant with a boy, and my husband and I are trying to decide if we should circumcise baby.
How else do you get pregnant other than with a boy?
Okay. Actually, there's a couple of other ways.
Oh, like a turkey booster?
That is true.
Okay. Anyway.
So they want to know if they should circumcise him or not?
Well, my husband is Greek. He says definitely not. I'm Jewish, and I say we should. Plus, it's just cuter. Would love some advice from you guys.
Oh, I know how to do this.
It is cuter, circumcised.
Tell me you want to practice on him.
Well, that won't. He's anti-circumcision, so that's not going to.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that'll hurt.
That's a difficult topic.
Yeah, I feel like this should have come up like in pre-marriage counseling.
How did you guys do the wedding? Did you have a Jewish wedding or was it a Greek wedding and then do the other way with the penis?
Yeah, like holidays. They get Thanksgiving, you get Christmas.
What kind of weird scale is that?
Well, it's got to compromise, right?
You might as well flip a coin at that point. Make a bet, do something.
What does Elaine say about uncircumcised?
It doesn't have a face, no personality.
No personality,
You can't see the face.
You can't. It's the same thing with naming a baby. You're not naming a baby. You're naming a person who's going to become an adult. You have to think about him as an adult, not just as a baby.
Yeah, that's my rule is always the Supreme Court justice rule. Although someday we may have Supreme Court justice named Galaxy.
Sure.
Usually you don't want to give them a stripper name.
If you want to be totally intact and filthy, that's up to you. Okay?
Is the dad circumcised or not?
No,
circumcised,
he's not.
Then?
He's not.
Well, then she should have known this was coming.
Yeah.
Do you think that guys who are uncircumcised are mad that their parents didn't do that sometimes, or the opposite happens too?
I don't think they're mad until a girl sees it for the first time and they go, "What the hell is that?"
I've never seen one.
Have you? There's actually a thing out there now. I was reading a lengthy, painful article about it in which men who have been circumcised try to regrow.
With a series of weights and pulleys.
Yeah, it's really unpleasant. Yeah, it's a really weird.
Does the opposite exist? Are there adult circumcisions?
Sure.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
A friend of mine's dad got circumcised when he went into the army.
Wow.
This was, many, many years ago. But yeah,
joke? You got circumcised when you were a baby. You couldn't walk for 2 years. Isn't that?
That's all. Okay, I have no answer for this guy. Good luck.
I say maybe don't do it and let the kid decide when he's, ready to start showing it off.
Old enough to play with it. Like, I don't like this in the way.
You know the old joke. They can make it into a. They can cut it off and make it into a wallet, and then rub it and turn it into a suitcase.
I love that joke.
Sorry. Let's get to our next letter. Allie Breen, A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. She's in sunny California. What have you got, Allie?
We do actually have a thank you letter because we at some point complained that no one ever thanked us for our help. So
that sounds like us. Yeah.
A little something for the effort.
Yeah,
is this the guy that
is in the form of dollars?
Is this the lady that I urged to get eye protection?
She did not write a thank you. Oh. No, this thank you actually said that he listens to us every week and it has encouraged him to stay single. So he thanks us for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No communication problems when you're single.
Okay.
Yeah. It's chick's theory. Everyone stay alone until we have a population crisis.
Let's get to our next letter, Allie Breen.
Dear Allie, my girlfriend insists on rummaging around in my butt area when we have sex.
She likes rummaging.
Yeah. She likes when I do stuff around there to her, so she thinks I'm going to enjoy the same thing.
Right.
I said that I won't, but she says I'm being a prude for not trying, and that's an area that guys really enjoy. Do I really have to try if I know I'm not into it? And how much experience should I assume she has with this? She really won't quit.
Apparently quite a bit.
Don't ignore the experience. That doesn't matter. You're not going to hate it.
So force him to enjoy it.
I'm just saying.
That's what you're saying.
Keep an open mind here. Now, remember, this doesn't necessarily mean there doesn't have to be any entering. You can hang out outside, and that's
you could smoke.
That's pretty nice.
But you can't smoke within 15 feet of the building. Yeah.
Just kind of linger outside the door.
I wish these were the Dear Abby letters where she'd always have the fake names.
Oh, yeah.
This one would be Dear Peg.
There doesn't have to be any shampoo bottles up there, you know, just like a little.
Oh, my gosh. You know, scorched earth scorches
again. I'm just saying.
Just communicate. You tell her what you like.
And just say, yeah.
Okay.
Well, he has, but
there's never nothing fun happens sexually when you have to talk them into it. So maybe just don't. Just tell her no. Leave you alone. Leave your butt alone.
Leave the butt alone.
I'm just saying, there's a whole universe out there.
Well, maybe he should test it alone before he lets her do it.
It's different, isn't it?
What?
I don't know. Yeah.
What do you think if the UPS guy comes by? Hey, no. You got to come in here for a second. I need to deal with a little. Try to try this out with my girlfriend.
You're not going to mind it.
Allie, what are you doing in California? Are you working out there?
What a lunatic.
Yeah, I did a private event for an insurance company last night. And then I go back today, and I'll be doing Kennedy tomorrow back in New York.
You know, speaking of insurance companies, I have some thoughts.
Oh, not this again.
Oh, sorry.
Let's get another letter from Allie Breen. A-L-L-I-B-R-E-E-N. Send Allie your love troubles. We'll try to fix them. What do you got?
Dear Allie, I'm dating a guy who usually shows me so much love and affection. Sometimes, though, he will snap for no reason, like when I meander in a story and don't get to the point. He always apologizes and says he just wants us to be perfect for each other. It's a little crazy, but it's not terrible as a character flaw, right? Or am I wrong? Is this nuts?
How intense is the snapping? Because if he really does snap... Like, that's kind of scary, right?
The example she gave is so funny. Sometimes he's perfect until sometimes I meander when I'm telling a story and he screams to get to the point.
So anyway, I was out with my mom and she didn't know where to park.
Get to the point.
It's normal for them to be irritated that it's like, come on, I don't care about the backstory. But he's actually getting super angry and then he's like, I'm sorry, baby.
And I'm sorry, I just want us to be perfect for each other. That's kind of the alarming
part.
That
is. I'm with Josh on
right.
that.
Every guy wants the woman to get to the point.
Yes, yes.
It's the I just want us to be burned. I think you should get out.
But yeah. Osman, have you ever been in the middle of a story and you're like, man, even I'm bored with this story, so never mind. I'm done.
What keeps you all from shutting up?
Nothing. Johnny has to leave the room and I will follow him. Eventually he just goes to the bathroom and shuts the door and I'm like, okay. Oh. I'll come back later. Let's talk and follow him, and he'll be like, he's as usual as, and then
I'm just in here knitting a noose and doing Wordle. hoping to get Wordle in 5. Allie Breen will be on television tomorrow on Kennedy.
That'll be.
Does she give you any of the topics in advance? Do you know what you're going to be talking about?
Not this far in advance. We get them a couple hours before the show. She'll tell me the panelists and the topics.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's a few minutes, but not a lot of time. Yeah, it should be fun.
You guys play fun games, and that's a cool show.
Yeah, she's great. I love her. I think she's really funny.
It'll probably be the Chinese balloon thing, I'm guessing.
Either that or State of the Union. Yeah, there's a number of things.
Okay.
But yeah, she usually has like a diverse group of people. It's pretty fun.
It's good stuff.
Okay, well, we'll be watching. Good luck with that. We have time for one more letter, I think, if we can squeeze it in. What do you got?
Dear Allie, what do you do when you're dating a man and when you touch him, he draws back and he doesn't touch you? But then when he tries to have sex with you, he tells you you need lube because of your age.
What?
That is the whole question.
You break up.
A lot going on here.
What do you do?
It sounds like he won't do any foreplay. And then when he gets to it, he's like, well, you're too old to not need lube. So,
or maybe it's because you won't look at me and say my name and kiss me.
Yeah. Woman, aren't you ready?
Do anything to make this hot?
You know what? Gosh. I don't see anything wrong with this guy.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.